This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Might not surprise you, a focus on the weather again this weekend. If travel around the country, there are many challenges. Now, here in the immediate Pittsburgh area, not nearly dealing with what so many other places are, although there is some concern actually about a flood watch. And you detailed some of those, Paul, in your report.
And the concern areas are pretty much to the south and east of us.
But within our listening area. So here's how it rolls out. We got 19 degrees now. We'll go to 33, and then a chance for some real light snow. There may be some slick road conditions now with a light dusting overnight in some places. And then tonight, a concern about freezing drizzle, but that should arrive late. And when I say that, I know that a lot of people have plans to go to dinner and spend time with their loved ones. You should be good to go tonight, but overnight into early tomorrow, temperatures actually are going to start to rise. So we're going to go to near 40, so we're going to see rain at times.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to get much, much colder to begin next week. And that transition will take place on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, the way it plays out here, the National Weather Service most recent posting on X about what happens when. So like at midnight on Saturday, maybe some snow, and then it transitions around noon to rain, and it rains through 6 a.m. Sunday, Larry.
Right.
Pretty much, off and on, I guess. And then back to some mixed precipitation on Sunday night, and Monday, everybody's getting snow, according to this.
So we'll keep you posted here with our AccuWeather team. And in case, we have the KDK Radio Storm Center brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van and Butler Transit Authority.
But again, the amounts of rain and snow in the Pittsburgh area itself, in the immediate area, don't look like much compared to some of the areas in the warning zone. And I think that's the reason why they've got the flood watch out, is the quick snow melt, right? Temperatures will be warm enough for it to melt on Saturday, right?
Yeah, so we go this kind of roller coaster on the thermometer above and below freezing into next week and holiday on Monday, and a high only expected of 24 for President's Day. The Sports and Exhibition Authority Board has approved $10 million in venue upgrades for the city's three major sports teams. Part of this is part of a plan moving into next April with Pittsburgh and the region hosting the NFL draft. And as I understand it, there are organizations from around the counties surrounding us that are gathering this week to discuss how everybody can kind of chip in to make the region more, attractive. And so we look good to the rest of the nation, which helps everybody.
When you look at the projects themselves that are divvied up between PNC Park and PPG Paints Arena and Acrisure Stadium, they kind of group in two buckets. Bucket number one is Wi-Fi upgrades is the biggest stuff that's going on at both PPG and Acrisure. But at PNC, there's going to be upgrades on the disabled seating. The ADA seating is going to be replaced. A lot of it's broken, cracked, and not functioning as well. Also, the bullpen benches have to be replaced. And then there's some work to be done in the visitor's locker room. Apparently, the carpeting in there is looking pretty tacky. Who cares, right?
Right, it's the visitors.
And then upstairs in the media area, there's some sound room improvements and things of that sort. So,
last night in Montreal, USA beat Finland in this Four Nations hockey tournament. Mike Sullivan, for those who don't know, Penguins head coach, is also the coach of USA team, and they will play tomorrow night against Canada. So Sidney Crosby, who is the MVP of a 4-3 overtime game on Wednesday night, gets to play against his head coach, USA Canada, 8 o'clock tomorrow night, and that should be fun. And I watched yesterday, and if you didn't see, folks, even if you're not a hockey fan, just a couple of things. Mario Lemieux is from Montreal. He was introduced to the crowd on Wednesday night to bring out, you know, one of the jerseys. And standing out there was Sidney Crosby.
Yeah.
The place, I literally, you know that feeling when you say you get goosebumps?
Yep, I know it.
When I saw the reception Mario got and the sheer joy on his face, because Mario's not a big, you know...
By the way, I've got that picture now. I'll send it to you. It's a great picture of the two of them together at center ice. It's really good.
And I thought, how extraordinarily fortunate we've been to have Mario Lemieux and then Sidney Crosby, who ends up being the MVP of the game, and hear the crowd in Montreal chant first for Mario and then chant for Sidney. And I thought, these are our guys.
Yep.
And Mario's obviously a longtime Hall of Famer. He almost single-handedly saved hockey here. Then Sidney Crosby lives in his house when he comes here, and they play together. And you talk about passing the baton, and the things that Mario has done with his fame and fortune helping kids with Austin's Playroom, and I had a chance to meet his son, Austin, who basically grew up with Sidney Crosby, right? What a class act. What a gentleman. And how fortunate we have been to have these two men represent us as Pittsburgh Penguins.
Now, coming up on Saturday night at 8 is the match with Canada and Sidney. And that's basically a home game for Canada because it's at the Bell Centre in Montreal.
Right.
But it's not the final, I don't think.
No, they're going to come to the Garden in Boston next week.
Right.
So this is a two-week break for the rest of the league.
Yeah, round robin kind of deal. But I'm fired up about tomorrow night. I think that the Team USA really put a licking on Finland last night. I mean, they were dominant.
If you want to see world-class hockey athletes at their best, to me, it doesn't get any better than this Four Nations
tournament. It's even better, right? I think this is better than the Olympics.
I was just going to say that. Yep. I mean, it's so pure.
Because the quality of the competition is so good.
And if you get a chance, please see Sidney Crosby play in person. Take us with you wherever you go. AUDACY. It opens up a whole world of audio, including breaking news and weather information. And you can take us to wherever you go around the country. Valentine's Day. It is also, Paul, Aaron, you might not know this, it is Pet Theft Awareness Day, National Donor Day, Oregon Admission Day, Arizona Admission Day, and Ferris Wheel Day.
And we all know about the connections with the Ferris wheel in Pittsburgh, don't we?
It was invented here by Mr. Ferris.
I would have loved to have gotten on the Ferris wheel that was on the bridge.
Well, Lucas Pyatt and Esplanade, which is under development along the Ohio River, just around from Rivers Casino. Part of that plan includes a Ferris wheel, permanent.
I can't wait for that.
So you got that going for you.
You can go downtown and go for a spin.
There is a Crocs ban I want to talk about.
What?
You know what?
Like the footwear?
Yes.
Okay.
Parents in 20 states have been getting notices from schools saying the shoes are no longer allowed in class. Principals think they're a safety hazard after watching kids shuffle around and trip and fall in the hallways.
I could see that, actually.
School boards are now thinking wearing the slides could be deadly in an emergency if they had to escape, like if there was a fire alarm. Then there are all the kids who get distracted by those collectible charms that some of the kids have on their Crocs.
Widget.
And some people are throwing their Crocs at classmates. What the?
You know, he's a Croc tosser.
Yeah.
They
are very popular, like with all generations.
Look at the network right now.
Humpback whale.
Humpback whale. 1 minute a guy is kayaking off the coast of Chile. The next, a humpback whale comes out of the water and swallows the man whole with his kayak.
Wow.
Now, the good news is the whale didn't like it.
Spit him out.
Spit him out. This is like a biblical thing with Jonah and the whale, right?
This is going to be one of the most watched videos in the next 48 hours in all of history.
When I first saw it, I didn't realize the man lived. I was horrified, right?
Yeah.
This humpback whale, because they're not humpback whales.
They're sweet. They mind their business.
Seem to be benign. Yeah.
Right? You've never heard of this before. Well, it spit him out, and he was there kayaking with his dad. Can you imagine?
Oh, my. That's, I guess, how they got the video.
Right. His dad was taking the video when he was swallowed and then spit out. And he's fine. And his dad kept yelling to him to stay calm because he was still in his kayak after the whale spit him out. Unbelievable. Man,
thank goodness he spit him out.
And thank goodness the dad's okay. Can you imagine him, like something happening to him just from the stress of watching his son get swallowed?
Yeah,
and then thinking, I'm next, right?
Right.
That is absolutely stunning video. So if you haven't seen it, search humpback whale swallows kayaker. And here's the cool thing about dad and son. They said, oh, this is going to stop us. This is not going to stop us from kayaking. They're still going to do their thing. It's incredible. All right, while we're talking about water, there is a lawsuit. Mexico is now threatening to sue Google for changing the name of Gulf of America.
What? It comes up as Gulf of Mexico for people in Mexico. And if you're outside of the United States and Mexico, it comes up as both.
It's complicated, but you're right. Now, the White House order only applies to the continental shelf belonging to the U.S., and that amounts to two small parts near the Gulf of Texas and Florida. Apple might want to suit up their lawyers since they announced they will also change the name on their maps.
Oh, boy.
However, as I understand it, it has been the Gulf of Mexico for over 400 years.
Well, it's so, the Gulf of America now, you know, the
according to maps, right.
The orders that we got from high above here in our company is we're supposed to call it the Gulf of America.
Well,
every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Associated Press.
Or the Gulf.
Has challenged this, and because of that, they got banned from...
Yeah, they were having a gaggle at the Oval Office,
right.
And the Associated Press reporter was shown the door.
They said, since you're not going to... you know, use the name in your standards, you're not coming in the Oval Office.
Yeah, the guidance from AP is that they want their style book guidance. They call it a style book entry, right. is that you should call it the Gulf of Mexico, which, you know, the president renamed. We're not going to do that. In fact, I'm going to stop referring to the AP style book altogether.
I'm not going to refer to the, I'm just going to say that golf down there. The golf down there. Do you realize if the Civic Arena, I remember John Steigerwald, sports reporter for many years.
Oh, yeah.
Said they should get the naming rights. This is before all the right. all the stadiums had naming rights. He said, I got an idea. This is when they first got the naming rights, Mellon Arena, right?
Yep.
He said they should name it after the fabric softener Downey. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, that way it virtually wouldn't change. You just say, I'm going to Penn's game, Downey Arena. Right?
It's a classic line. It's classic.
So in international or on international maps, they'll call it whatever they want to call it. But in terms of changing the name of Denali back to Mount McKinley, since it's on U.S. soil and doesn't involve any other country, it's now known as Mount McKinley.
It's a done deal. Yep.
Yeah, and there's some other things. And this opens up some opportunities for us locally to start thinking about changing some names of stuff around
boy,
here.
Here we go.
Well, you know, Acrisure, I feel, was enough for us right now.
I mean, just learning how to say it right.
Right.
You know, it's a mouthful.
If I gave you $50 million, Aaron, you would change your name to Ka-Ching.
You know, that's a fair point. It's a very fair point.
This is the Big K Morning Show, Larry Richard, excuse me, with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and we are joined by the lead meteorologist at the National Weather Service, David Schallenberger. David, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fired up, ready to go, burning desire to win. It's just Friday. However, we have had this roller coaster in terms of temperatures and precipitation. It looks like we could have a little of all of that again this weekend.
Yeah, we can. We are looking at a really rather busy weekend. First of all, the one thing that stands out to us as we head into this weekend is the flood watch that's out there right now for places in southwestern Pennsylvania and northern West Virginia and also southeast Ohio. That's in place from Saturday morning all the way through Sunday evening.
David, in terms of the forecast for the immediate Pittsburgh region, like Allegheny County and the surrounding suburban communities, what can we expect out of this storm that's coming through?
Absolutely. So starting tonight and heading into tomorrow morning, we have a good swath of rain that's coming up from the southwest. That's going to bring between Saturday morning and Sunday evening around an inch and a half to that area, and in some extreme cases, an inch and three quarters to even 2 inches as you get down towards the Mason-Dixon line.
From a practical standpoint, David, you know it's Valentine's Day. All the restaurants are packed, a lot of dinners planned. So what's it going to be like here in the Pittsburgh area for people going out together for dinner?
Well, for this evening, things should be great. It'll just be a little bit chilly out. Highs are only going to get up to about freezing today. But as for weather, we're not really looking at anything. Just a break before the storm comes in for the weekend.
And then when we get to, for many, a three-day weekend, President's Day on Monday, looks like we're back in some really cold air to start the week.
Yeah, we are. We do have a decent cold air coming in. So by the middle of next week, we should be in single digits for lows, and our highs are only getting in the 20s. So it's kind of like a rehash of January.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time this morning, David. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, National Weather Service lead meteorologist David Schallenberger.
Looking at this forecast, on Monday, the high will be in the low 20s, and that's going to stay that way pretty much all the way through Friday. And the first time we get anywhere near freezing will be sometime during the day on Saturday, 31 degrees for a high. Next Saturday, by the way.
What's most unusual is in Florida, I'm always looking, you know, just to see the comparison, because they've had some cold snaps. But pitchers and catchers in Bradenton reported this week, spring training underway. We're carrying our first game on the 22nd.
Well, we're thinking like 70, mid to upper 70s, around maybe 80?
81 today is the forecasted high in Bradenton.
Oh, so nice.
It's 70 right now. And then Saturday, 81. Sunday, 78. Yeah, and they get a cool snap next weekend where on Friday they have a high of 59, which down there is chilly.
Hey, I got to tell you, talking with a friend of mine who just returned from several days down there at Anna Maria Island, and they had a place right across the road from the beach, and they just said they had the best time, really enjoyed it, and was remarking on the recovery efforts there. He said he was really impressed with how much they've gotten done so far.
Amazing effort, because they had those back-to-back hurricanes, and it devastated parts of Florida. Fortunately, in that region, no loss of life, but a Herculean effort to restore the beaches. And you're right. You would not, most people would go and you would not know there was a storm. And obviously, a lot of people are going now. This is prime time as you roll into spring break.
Yeah.
And then spring training, obviously, in that region.
And the depth of winter, too, up
and
here.
I give Elliot Falcioni, the tourism director, and everybody down there a lot of credit, because it was not easy, but it's so beautiful now. This is why they work so hard. This is where they make their money.
Next time you go back will be for spring training, right?
Yes. They need a little work on their turning double plays, and as a five-time All-Star second baseman, I thought I'd be able to lend a hand. Listen for The Drive at 5 on your way home. The top stories driving the news every weekday afternoon, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. And we want to take a moment to thank everybody who participated in our warm-a-thon for Dollar Energy Fund yesterday. It was a huge success, thanks to you. We thank all our partners, almost $150,000 raised that'll help well over 400 families and give them a bridge during the challenge of paying for the utilities, especially this winter. And Marty Griffin, I want to give him a shout out. I hope he's not listening, because I don't want him to hear.
It's a marathon for him, you know.
Complimenting
him. It's a challenge for him vocally now.
Yeah, he does a great job. And our Amanda King here with our Odyssey team, who helps put the details together. And everybody, thank you if you participated.
It was great atmosphere up here too yesterday.
Oh, it was fun. It was fun because you really felt the sense that people care. You know, sometimes you go into these things and, you know, then on the other side you come out and appreciate when people hear the stories. I'll tell you, just one was, we had Chef John Lloyd, who's a private chef, and he came in and he had offered a private meal for four in your home, including cleanup. And then we come to find that he and his wife had had some challenges financially when he was out of the corporate world, and he ended up getting some help from Dollar Energy. And his answer was, and it was only a short period of time, but when he got back on his feet, he used that as a inspiration to help others. And that's kind of the story and the theme.
And also the lesson you can take from it is, even successful people, you know,
sometimes
can run into a problem or two, and you're going to need the assistance.
So thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
You know,
Philadelphia is going to be partying today, tonight, into the weekend.
Oh, today's the parade, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, they're going to tear that place up.
The Eagles parade is celebrating their Super Bowl win today.
It's too bad it's impractical to remove all the light posts and traffic signals along the parade route, because
they've
got a thing about that over there.
There wasn't a lot of problems. There could have been a lot more, and there have been in the past after teams have, in this case, won the Super Bowl. They greased the poles so people can't climb on them, but they knocked one of them down, I saw in a video.
In an intersection, and they were stomping on the traffic signal. It was just like, what are you doing?
What mentality would possess you to think that I'm celebrating a Super Bowl victory for my team, I'm going to stomp on a light? Yeah. Right, it was a traffic signal.
Yeah, I'm going to, you know, vandalize my own city's, you know, hardware here. This is, wow.
Very, very important meetings taking place that affect the world today in Munich. Three members of President Trump's cabinet are scheduled to be there. I think they have arrived. Vice President Vance expected to meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky. Secretary of State Rubio They're going to address the Munich Security Council. But the bottom line here is there is hope that in all of this, they'll find a way to broker a peaceful resolution to the war in Ukraine.
I think, Larry, this is the first time that the United States has sent in the A-team to try and get something done.
Yeah, and our new Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth, is scheduled to hold a joint news conference with the Polish defense minister. Now, keep in mind, Poland borders Ukraine, so all of this is very important to the region and to a potential for world peace.
I was looking at a map the other day of the NATO nations and what they contribute to the overall defense budget, and Poland was one of the top contributors.
Yeah, they've been a great ally for many, many years, since World War II especially. And we mentioned this four-team, four-nation hockey tournament, which, by the way, the USA plays Canada tomorrow night at 8. That's on ABC. So it's available. You know, you don't have to get some subscription to some streaming service.
Thank goodness.
You can actually just watch it like old school. And then it's the NBA All-Star Weekend. The winner of this year's Rising Stars Tournament will take place in the new All-Star Game format. And that'll be on Sunday. So all of the major sports have tried to find ways over the years to change up the All-Star, you know, experience. Like the Pro Bowl in pro football doesn't look like anything it used to be. You know, with flag football tug of war and all that stuff. But in hockey, there's no All-Star game this weekend. It's this.
You know what that reminds me of, by the way? Remember the Battle of the Network Stars back in the day?
They should bring that back. The Battle of the Streaming Stars on pay-per-view.